Timo, your thoughts on the crowd tonight, and how did it compare to the last time you came back a couple years ago?
Well, they're unbelievable here, and this team is really good, and the fans are, you know, like they're six players, so it's you know what? It's like I said earlier. It's, for me, you know, they really make me feel very special again tonight, like last time also, and so much thanks for those guys. You know, they have been. I feel like even like when I left, you know, they have been always being there after too. So it's a good feeling.
Nice really to get the win like tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have been struggling a little bit so far. So these wins always feed a little more confidence. So that was the main thing. And it's a good night. I mean, we knew that you know, we played last night too. So we gotta play smart. We don't have the same energy than those guys, but we have to play smart, and we have avoid those mistakes what we have done in the last couple of games. So,
what was going through your mind as you're taking the pregame warm up?
You know, it was some ways you felt that I was in the home team because that was the people were so excited about, and that's. But you know, like I said, this is a very special building, and these fans make this very special. So it's a good feeling.
Were you looking for a portrait of the Queen up in the rafters?
Not anymore. But you know, obviously, there's still like it's funny. Like I always try to find people that I know, and again, I found a couple that I remember. So.
And what has this city meant to your career?
It's huge, you know. Obviously, like I said, when I was a young boy, I came here. These people and this city and this organization. They really made me feel like so special at home, you know, and it was so easy to come here. And obviously, if you're a hockey player in this town, you're a very special person here, and the people really show it.
Is this the last one, Tino? Unless you make the play, unless you play them in the playoffs, is this the last time we'll see you here in Winnipeg?
I think so. Yeah, you know, I decided this is my last year, and too bad we play here only once because it would be nice to play more in front of this crowd, but. The schedule it is what it is, and who knows? Maybe we play in the playoffs.
So. If it is the last one, what's your message? Yeah. What's your message to the fans here in Winnipeg?
Well, like they know, I have so much respect for them, and so thankful that I have been able to play here in front of these fans and be able to start my career in the city. So very, very lucky and thankful.
In this game, team, it looked like your line mates, your teammates, were really looking for you tonight.
Oh yeah.
Did you see that?
Oh yeah. I felt that, you know, they want. First of all, they wanted to win this game, and. And they tried to feed me too, you know. Obviously, I had a couple of good chances, but not tonight. But you know, the goals were not so important. I think that again, that experience to come here and play, that was more than goals tonight.
Were you surprised by the reception you got?
You know, obviously, first time like 2 years ago in a game, I didn't really know what to expect, you know, and that was just overwhelming. And again tonight, you know, they just showed and proved that, you know, they're unbelievable fans here. So. And again, I didn't really know what to expect, but it was a good feeling.
How do you like named for a star again?
I don't know why, but...
How do you like playing with Corey Perry and Ryan Getzlaff?
You know, it was fun. You know, we haven't really played much together, and I think two periods we were pretty good. But if you could play a couple more games, I think we should start reading each other a little better. But Bruce likes to change those lines like underwear, so it's... You never know who's going to play with who, but you know, that's a depth what we have. You know, we can have a lot of different line combinations, and that was our success last year.
What's your take on the Jets, Timo?
You mean
as a team, the current Winnipeg Jets?
You know, they have a lot of young good players, a lot of speed, and I heard that they didn't play well that well tonight, and you got to be careful with these guys. They have a lot of speed, and they're very dangerous. You know, so. They look good out there.
How did you think Hampus Lindholm played in his first NHL game?
You know, he looked to me that he's not a rookie. You know, it's amazing. I keep repeating this, but these days, you know, when these young guys come to the league, they are so ready right away. Like when I was 18 or 19, you know, it was totally different thing. You know, and obviously junior leagues, they play almost 80 games a season. So that preparation for the NHL level, it's so much smaller than it used to be. So very impressive. You play with a lot of confidence and. It's fun to watch.
Timo, have you kept a lot of mementos from your career? And now that this is your last season, is there more of a push to be keeping a couple things from the season?
Absolutely. I've always tried to keep something, and obviously, you know, it's when you look back, you know, someday, you know, you want to have memories and different stuff. So, But like I said earlier, like when you know it's last year, you see everything a little differently, you know. And you try to enjoy and take everything what you can and take really advantage of the situation and every day.
It's obviously a little bit early given that you just came off the ice, but where is this moment going to rank for you when you look back on it?
Well, for sure, it's one of the top moments, you know. Like I said earlier, this place has been so special, and these people, you know, and had chance to come back. I thought the last time it's going to be the last time, and it wasn't. And now I had another opportunity. So, you know, very thankful that I had a chance to say goodbye. And as a hockey player, I would be back here as a person. But as a hockey player, you know, it's. But maybe we meet in the playoffs. Who knows? So, but at least the regular season.
Okay, we got one in Finnish. Anyone else English?
Okay, we have Finnish guys here.
Right here.